That is our theme music for In the Word podcast with Will and Marie. And I'm Will.
And I'm Marie.
And we are doing episode number 278 of In the Word podcast. And we've been talking about prayer, mainly kind of specific issues surrounding prayer. So it's such a broad topic that there's just no way to cover everything about prayer in a single podcast. Mm-hmm. So we try to break them up just to give you a little bite-sized pieces so that you can sort of marinate on some of these things that we think are important. At least I feel they're important to me and you. And we're just trying to learn how Jesus feels about prayer. And I think one of the issues that I think a lot of us struggle with is when our prayers go unanswered. And that's kind of a non-technical term, because unanswered is, you know, does unanswered mean that we didn't get the result that we wanted? Does unanswered mean we didn't get any result, any response, or we got a response, but we weren't happy with it? How would you define unanswered prayer, especially the word unanswered?
Right. Yeah, I don't believe that our prayers ever go unanswered.
Even if the answer is no.
Even if the answer is no, yep. I feel like I believe that when I make my request known to God, that God hears it and he knows, and his desire is to please it, or to, you know, make it known, or fix it, or whatever it is we're asking him to do. I just don't think that he just sits there and just doesn't. He knows we have, you know, desires, or we need things. And I just believe that at some point, you know, the Holy Spirit is working, you know, and God will answer. God will some either yes, no, or maybe. But we just need to, I think for me, I just want to know God so well to know that he'll never just, you know,
ignore
me or anything like that. It's going to be some answer somewhere. And I'm good with that. I'm good with that.
So. Yeah, I am too. I know that there are specific passages in Scripture that talk about God not answering prayer. Two come to mind, one in the Old Testament, one in the New. Mm-hmm. The Old Testament one is this. What are your thoughts of this? Isaiah 59 says, "Behold, the Lord's hand is not so short that it cannot save, nor is his ear so dull that it cannot hear, but your iniquities," sin, essentially, "have made a separation between you and your God, and your sins have hidden his face from you so that he does not hear."
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What does that say to you?
To me, that means I can't walk around with sin in my life and think that God is not going to, you know, that God is going to ignore me. He said our sins have separated us between us and him. But, you know, I guess the separation doesn't mean forever that he'll ignore you, or that he won't meet your needs in his timing.
Right.
You know, we always want things right away and all of that. And God, God is God. He does what he wants, and he can do what he wants to do when he wants to do it.
Yeah.
But our thing is always, we pray, it's bad, it's this, it's that, and the other. And, you know, so God didn't answer. I don't want to deal with God because he's not answering. He's not, he's ignoring me. He doesn't do that. So,
I
don't believe he does. I'll say that.
Right. I agree. That's what I'm trying to learn. I'm trying to become comfortable with God's timelines, because God doesn't always appear to be in a hurry.
Right.
And I know he has good reasons that I could never comprehend. And I believe that. So I trust him. So then that means the problem has to be with me. I have to learn how to deal with what appears to be delays, or perhaps denials, or perhaps at least extensions, you know, yeah. and that there doesn't appear to be a sense of urgency all the time on God's part.
Right. And that's good. That's a word, you know, trust. When we trust God, we don't try to put him on the time. I don't think we would try to put him on the time, you know, schedule or whatever. We trust him, you know, and I just want, I'm with you on that, babe. I want to just trust him so deeply that I don't fret about things that go on in this life because I know my Savior and I know that he's going to answer or take care of us or do whatever it is we need in this lifetime. And so I just want to live a life that glorifies him.
Right.
You know, I'm not going to, I don't want to be around here sinning and doing this and that and the other and thinking God is going to do all these good things for me. No way.
Right.
I don't expect that. But trust is what you, the word you use. And that's what I like. I like
that. I like that word too, because that's my go-to word for defining faith. I think it takes some of the mystery out of the word faith. I think faith is one of those abstract church words that church people tend to toss around, you know, which can have a myriad of meanings. And church people can just sort of add whatever they want into that and just say faith. You know, it's about faith. It's about faith. Well, to me, it's not always about faith. I mean, there are some occasions where I think faith doesn't always describe what God is looking for at that moment. I think that trust is a better word in that it sort of specifies the type of faith. It's a confidence. It's an assurance that whatever it is I'm believing God for, God's going to do it. And then it should then instruct my behavior. In the meantime, it should be a set of marching papers for me. This is how you behave now. This is how you act since you are confident and you trust the Lord.
Yeah. Do you you know, when you have a friend that's a trust, that's a good friend or whatever, do you not trust them? You know what I mean? Do you?
Right.
So we
could,
you know, I feel like when you say you trust somebody, that's deep.
It is. Yeah. It is deep. It is deep. And you know, and I teased that there was, that I thought there were two, at least two passages that talk about dealing with prayers not being answered as a result of unconfessed sin. And the other one's in 1 Peter 3, and it says, you husbands, in the same way, the 1 Peter 3, 7, live with your wives in an understanding way as with someone weaker, since she is a woman, and show her honor as a fellow heir of the grace of life, so that, here's the key, so that your prayers will not be hindered. So
yeah
what do you think about that?
That's good Yeah, some of these words, you know, it's what you feel for Jesus is something is a lot deeper than just a casual relationship or a casual walk, you know. So these, we need to take these things seriously, trusting and all of that, and realize that that's deeper than just, you know, so
So the Lord, I mean, he says so that your prayers won't be hindered.
Won't be hindered.
I don't know how to quite process that. Does that always mean unanswered? Does it mean not regard it? Does it mean slow
it
down?
It could be later or not, you know. So I think that denotes that it's if it's hindered, it's not readily coming to you. You may have to wait a while, because, you know, once we wait for it a while, either we really are thankful for it, or we're like, nah, God didn't do that for me, or whatever. So I think when you say hinder, when they say hinder, it's not where it could have come to you yet tomorrow. It probably won't come to you till God feels like he needs to, you know what I mean? Like he,
It kind of reminds me of Daniel 10, 12, where he talked about the prince of the kingdom of Persia was withstanding me. This is when, the angel of the Lord, touched Daniel, or he was waiting for, an answer. And he said he was delayed. He withstood me for 21 days.
21 days,
Then behold, Michael, one of the chief princes, came to help me, for I had been left there with the kings of Persia. So it appears that, you know, that message was hindered. It wasn't stopped. It wasn't changed. The message content wasn't altered or modified. But it was hindered.
It was hindered
for 21 mm-hmm. days for whatever yeah. reason the Lord saw fit.
I think all the time now that it's for whatever reason he
exactly.
sees fit.
Exactly.
We try to put him on a time schedule, and you know, if he doesn't right. do it then we lose heart.
Right.
But God, just keep knowing that God can do it. He will do it, and he'll
right.
do it in his time.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I'm confident of that.
Yes.
Yeah. I take solace in that. And so Lord, we just thank you because we know that you will answer our prayers. You have
yes.
never failed us. You have never forsaken us. You have never forgotten us.
Right.
And so
yes, Lord.
We stand confident, Lord, with mm-hmm. that assurance, that trust that we right. have in you, that even though things don't always happen when we want them to, mm-hmm. the way we want them to, when we want them to, how we want them to, we still know that you are in charge and it will work out for the good, according to Romans 8:28, to all those that love you and are called according to your purpose.
Yes.
We thank you, we love you, and we honor you.
Yes.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you all for joining us, and we'll see you next time on In the Word Podcast. We're really happy to be able to share these words with you, and we hope that they are as much of a blessing to you as they are to us.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes. Amen.